The Barcelona Olympics of 1992 provided in track and field one of the most memorable events. Britain's Derek Redmond had dreamed about winning a gold medal in the 400-meter race. And so as the gun went off to start the semifinals, Derek was running the best that he had ever run. And as he came around the backstretch, he felt a pain up his leg, and he fell immediately face first into the track because he had torn his right hamstring. As the medical personnel ran out onto the track to help him, somehow he pushed himself up and lifted himself up. Later, he said it was an animal instinct that made him get up. And then he began to hobble and hop, trying to finish the race. And as he came down the final stretch, a large man in a t-shirt jumped out of the stands, ran onto the track and pushed aside the security guards, and ran up to Derek. It was Jim Redmond, Derek's father. And he said, "Son, you do not need to do this." And Derek said, "Yes, I do." And so then his father said, "Well, then, we'll do it together." And his son, weeping, was able to stay in his lane, and they finished the race together. Derek Redmond did not walk away with a gold medal, but he walked away with the most memorable experience he had ever had. The memory of being in pain, watching his father come to his side, and together to finish the race. Sports Illustrated in 1992 recorded that experience of Derek and his father. Jesus said in the gospel tonight, "I will never abandon you. I will send you an advocate who will be with you always." It's the promise that Jesus has given us. The promise for our lifetime, the promise for every day, for the promise in the times that we struggle and worry and filled with anxiety and with doubt. That Jesus says in the gospel, "I am in you and I love you." The promise that lets us know that we are not alone, that we have someone on our side. And who and what is this advocate that Jesus speaks of that is within us and around us? It is named this: Comforter, Teacher, Helper, Advisor, Consoler, Friend, Counselor. The Spirit that Jesus gives within us to know that we are not alone, that we have someone at our side, that the presence of Christ is there for us, and we will not be left orphans. And just as Derek Redmond's father jumped out and ran out onto that track, there are people in your life and in mine who are the example of that presence of Christ in our life, that in many ways do come in to the track of our life and are there to remind us that we are not orphan. The spiritual companion, the one who lets us know we're loved, the one who is the one that lives out the commandments of Jesus and is the friend, the consoler, the one there for us. And it is you and I then who are also asked to be that same presence of Christ in the lives of others, to let them know and to help them to know that they're not orphan, that they're not alone in their own struggles and doubts and worries and fears. To remind them that you and I, through the gift of the Spirit that we share with them, makes them realize that they have that presence of Christ within them, and that Christ and that Spirit goes with them. And it's there to be with them in the way that they need it. So that times you and I, through our care, show them the healing of their hurts. Or the touch of our cares can in some way help them in what ails them in any way. That you and I can be the strength for them at the moments when their fears and their doubts paralyze them, and we can be that strength for them. To let them know and let them see the presence of Christ, because we're living out the commandments as healers, as carers, as consolers, as friends, as helpers. For you see, Philip and Peter and John in that first reading were given a mission to be that and speak that to the people of Samaria. Well, now for you and me, that's our responsibility. To let that Spirit be seen and known through us, and the Christ to be there for others. Our prayer is that hopefully every day, we believe and we know and have faith in the words that Jesus spoke in the gospel. I will not leave you orphaned. That Jesus will run out onto the track of our life. The Lord will pick us up. The Lord will dust us off. The Lord will hug us and will encourage us to keep moving forward. Where do each of us need that to be deep in our hearts and know that the Lord does not abandon us? What's the need that we need to bring to Him? And then second of all, this week, there will be someone coming to each of us, and they will need to know that the Lord has not abandoned them, because you and I will be His presence. Let's be open and aware of how that will come. Let's take that into our prayer for the week.